Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them late nights and them wet wipes. You should know who this is by now, man. We're in the late 50s when it comes to these episodes. This is Michael Akadiri, one of your co-hosts. To my left, I'm joined by...
Yeah! Kazeem Jamal.
And to the left,
the big bomber Clizzy, Darryl Griffin.
Oh, shit. What happened? Where have you been this last week?
So that's, I think that's how Drake would say Bumble Clark, isn't it? It's just Bumble, it's like, yeah, Bumble Clizzy in the six.
You're done, no fam? Bumble Clizzy? Don't make me shoot up this whole Bumble Clizzy, fam.
You see that clip of that girl? It's just like, you're making me sick to my stomach, man. It's just horrible, horrible use of slang.
You make me sick to my stomachs, fams.
Yeah, sticks my... She says it's just so jarring.
Your vibe right now is making me sick to my stomachs, fams.
I've heard that, but I can't place where.
It's just this...
It's just Canadian.
I've never even seen that. It's just I've heard it on different pods.
Some Canadian girl going off. She's sick to her stomach.
She's sick to her stomach. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
I'm good, man. I've got a new outlook on life, man.
Oh, what brought on this new outlet? Is it your children?
No.
Oh, okay.
But they already gave me a new outlook on life.
Okay.
This has given me a new outlook on life.
So what's this new outlook? Tell the people.
My recent and finally completed after 30 years trip to Amsterdam.
Yes. How was it?
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
It was amazing, man. I've been trying to get to Amsterdam since I was 18 years old.
It's not that far,
but obviously you try and go with a group of people that you think will be your vibe and that. So first it was like a couple of my brethren from young and it just never materialized. Then it was my cousins and again it never materialized. I was meant to go in January with a couple of friends from work. It never materialized, but it didn't matter because on the 22nd of October, I was gifted a... envelope, and inside it said, "We're going to Amsterdam."
Who's we?
Me and my better half.
Oh, the you two?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did you leave the kids back here?
Left them here.
Yes.
Left them, said, "See you later."
Is that the first time you've had like extended?
Yeah.
You've been away from, as you called them, the Bumber Clizzies?
Nah. We've done domestic trips.
Mm.
It's the longest we've both at the same time been away from them.
How did you manage
actually
it?
Sorry, when we've done domestic trips, actually, my son hadn't been born. Have we been anywhere else? She came with me to Liverpool to do a gig.
Where you were? You left the kids down south?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't been away overnight, away from the kids. We're doing that in June. Looking forward to that. A wedding that's only...
It's amazing.
It's only like 50 minutes away. We could really come back home after the wedding.
Oh, you want to drink?
Even if I don't drink. Fuck them kids. Fuck them Bomber Clizzies.
Fuck them Bomber Clizzies. Yep. You're taking the man off.
We're invited to the evening of the wedding, so 7 o'clock.
I think that's reasonable. You know what part of the wedding you've been invited to, because I've been stung by that. Go on.
And now I've gone, we're going to go get dinner before the wedding.
That's sensible.
Hey, go get breakfast, lunch, and
dinner. Yeah, we're going to leave our house at about 3.
In the morning.
Are you going to walk to the wedding? Why are you leaving 4 hours to get to this?
Nah, I respect it.
Yep.
Do you know what I've realised?
Hit me.
You are an island.
In what way?
You're just over there.
What, in the pod?
Not like actual distance.
What, visually?
No.
Hit me.
Metaphorically. You are an island. You're over there.
Yeah.
But you're an island.
As a person?
No, just on this pod.
Oh, this pod, right.
Yeah. Right? But let me do it grammatically correct. Darren and I
like that.
Are an island together.
So you think it's...
Because there's been various events on this pod where we've been like, nah, man, let's get the fuck out of here, man. Leave the kids behind. And you're like, what? What are you doing?
No, you need some variation. It'll be boring if all three of us are on the same page.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying
it's a simple maths thing. He just needs a second.
Yeah.
He just needs a second child.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Once he has a second child.
In terms of Ireland.
That's true. That's true. Where, that'll change things.
Where, without, no pun intended, because obviously we got kids, we're Virgin Islands.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh no, actually, let me rephrase that. We're the Caribbean Islands.
Okay. Yeah.
You're Epstein Island.
Wow.
Okay. That didn't need to go there. That's wild.
But can I note that
Darren was crazy.
Darren hasn't come to your defense. He agrees, but he's just staying silent on the island.
No, he was listening to where that metaphor was going. Yeah. I saw his face. He was listening to Teddy. Then he went, whoa,
he might say,
what island are we talking about?
But I know. He's sipping from his coconut like that.
Yeah.
And he's in agreement with me. Not of the heinous crimes that took place there.
Yeah.
But
well, generally difference of opinion.
That was a funny thing to say.
No, do you know what? No, I'll counter. I would say that in terms of thought process, me and you differ. And then Darren is almost like, do you know when you play football and someone is... they can play for either team depending on who passes the ball to them. Mm. Darren's like the
magic man.
Yeah, so if you may pass the ball, he's like, oh, you know what, I'm with it. And then he will play with you and then maybe I'll pass him the ball.
Okay.
Like, he just flips between our two stances. Go ahead.
I agree, first of all. But in my counter argument, I would say that I pass Darren the ball more.
That's probably fair.
I hear that.
Yeah, that's probably fair. Yeah. It's probably at 65-35 or something like that.
Yeah, okay, 80-20.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. But no, I think
it's like we're arguing over who's Darren's better friend.
Well, yeah, sort of. And he never said anything. He just sat there, just like taking it all in, basket in the glory.
No, I'm his best friend. But in truth.
Go ahead to the wedding. My complaint about the wedding wasn't even...
Yeah, you said about knowing what part you're going to. What happened?
So?
Did Michael break it out of tears?
No. It was worthy. It was worthy of tears.
That clip.
It was worthy of tears, but I didn't cry. This was worthy of tears. Because I go from my school, you know, this must have been... Five, 6 years ago. So school for me ended... At least a decade ago.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
So how many
secondary
years?
Secondary school.
So how many years had it been since you last seen her? I'm trying to work.
I'm trying to see what clues.
What year are you born again?
92.
I'm trying to see what clues in like the lead
up. 2009.
Lets you know like what part of the wedding you're meant to be at. So you haven't seen her for what, 4 years?
Yeah.
So?
No. I probably haven't seen her for about 8 years.
Before the wedding.
Before the wedding.
Okay. About 8 years. Cool.
So been a minute. And then I get a random, I think it was on, was it WhatsApp or Facebook? Anyway, I get invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
I get told, this is the date of the wedding.
I'm getting wedded. Shit.
So, oh, it's school friend, innit? Like, 5 years, school friend. But I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to go to the wedding. Boom, blah. What's that hand for?
Yeah.
No, keep the hand.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that again.
What'd you say?
Boom, blah. I said, yeah, I don't know.
Nah, you chatting shit. That's pure cap.
I don't think he even said boom blast.
I didn't even say boom blast. That's what I'm saying. Like, just the confidence of the lie. It's just crazy. He just made it up.
He
just
made it up. He believed himself.
Yeah, that's scary. You made up a lie, then you were like, yeah, I'm going to run with it. And he's going to lie in his face. No, he didn't even break cover. No sweat. Hey, man. That's scary.
I woke up like this. Continue. But,
so anyway, we get invited to the church service.
Right.
So, two invites. I get told there's two parts. Because you mean a lot to us, you're invited to these two parts. You're invited to the actual service.
Yeah.
And you're invited to the actual reception.
Was she with the fella at school as well?
No. This is the guy she met subsequent to school.
So, have you met him before?
No, I met the guy.
Subsequently,
yeah. After school. Let me downgrade the language. I'm not going to use it right. After school. That's
what she egregious.
Meant. I know that word. That's my favorite word. But yeah, so after school, cool. Boom blast. So. So childish. So I was like, okay, cool. So some of my friends got the same invite.
Yeah.
You're going to the ceremony. And then obviously the reception's in one place. I doubt she's going to see this clip, but anyway, because, but anyway, the imagine the actual wedding in like Peckham.
Yeah.
So
Peckham.
Peckham. Go drive there. SMR. Go see the wedding. I was even late for that. I think I saw her walking up back up the aisle with him. So that's I'm like, oh, you done said everything. You done said everything. Normally I'm waiting. You meant to go alone. I said, why is she with the guy? What way are they doing the ceremony? Why is she with? Oh, you did everything. Okay. Anyway, ceremony done. And then there was like a mad 4-hour gap between the ceremony we just seen and the reception, which was being held in like Bexley somewhere.
Right. Fuck. It's up. About this. Who's the wedding planner here?
It's horrific. I think that it's 45 minutes between the two.
Yeah,
where was the reception?
Bexleaf.
I just had to keep it
easy. Keep it consistent, yeah. No, that Bexleaf deserves that. So, I was like, all right, cool.
I live there. Okay.
So, okay, you can be the mayor. I don't care.
I don't live in Bexleaf. I live near. Bye.
I thought you were going to bait up your own area, like, under no pressure. But anyway, so then I was like, cool. So my friends and I didn't know how to play it. We said to ourselves, let's not eat. Because if we go to the reception, if we go to the reception and there's spare food, it's rude not to eat at a wedding. We said, let's not eat. We all actually went home. We actually went back home and said, let's just go home.
I'm not coming back out. If I've gone home, I'm not coming.
Were you still in previous location?
No, so we went from Peckham back home. Everyone went to their respective houses.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Yeah, my parents' house in South. If I went to North, no way. I would not come back out. So when everyone went to their respective homes in South, and then it got to close to the 7, and then we all link up to go to the wedding. I get there first, and I'm like, do you know everyone's got the list of tables?
Yeah.
I'm standing there, and I'm looking for my name. I am table 1, table 2. I'm like, is it in alphabetical order? Because if it is, Akadiri should be near the top. It's not. It's done just by tables.
It's only if it's last name, alphabetical. Otherwise, you're mid-range.
Yeah. So, some people go by surnames, though. But anyway, it wasn't done in no alphabetical order.
So,
what are you talking about?
You can make it alphabetical by surnames on Excel. Or first names.
What in the Young Spray is going on here? Why are you bringing us something proper random? What
in the Young Spray?
What's happening?
Big black cock.
Just wanted you guys to know I can use Excel. And that you can do that. Because you know what it is? You made it seem like matter of fact that you'd be at the top. It could be alphabetical by first name.
It could well be. But typically when I've gone to these things, usually by surname. But anyway. I'm looking, I can't see nothing. It's not in any name order, just on the tables. I'm looking, there's like probably like 20, 30 tables I'm looking through. Nothing. I'm thinking, well, there must be a mistake. I was told I was invited to both parts of the wedding because I'm important. Come to find out the actual truth, there was 3 parts to the wedding. There was the ceremony, the initial reception where they fed you, and that's what the tables were for.
Yeah.
And then that evening... Ents party.
Yeah.
But didn't say you're not invited to the actual reception.
To the ceremony, not the middle bit.
That's what I'm...
Because I'm thinking the numbers only just get bigger and bigger as the thing goes on.
Mm. Absolutely.
Like the church is going to have like 60 people, then the dinner might have 70, right? And then the after thing's like, yeah, I'm inviting Debbie from work, who I hardly talk to, but fuck it, she was in the kitchen when I was talking about my wedding.
It was too awkward. She was there when I was warming up my Uncle Ben.
You see Debbie later on. It's like, so what? A few weeks later, it's like, so when are you getting married? You're like, oh, fucking
you got invited now. You got to bring her through.
No, just like, broke it off.
Yeah, you like, you invite her. Just like, I mean,
she broke up with me.
You can come if you want.
Why she break up with you? Because she knew that. I had to invite you.
It's a throwaway invite. You can come if you want.
Yeah, like,
I will actually. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, some people have no shame, you know.
Yeah, I'll come.
It's an evening out. So we can get to know each other. I'm going to be literally the main attraction. We can't speak at the wedding. And then people take it like that. Yeah. So if I'd known that was my position, I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't understand how you...
But the church, because, you know, as you were saying, things start smaller. When you do these weddings at venues,
yeah,
it's usually a smaller chapel.
Yeah, because that was my wedding.
So, yeah, and then the event space is a bit bigger.
There was people at my wedding for the ceremony who couldn't get into the room for the ceremony.
Exactly.
Because it was just a smaller room.
It's quite small.
They knew they was there for dinner, they was there for photos, but it's like, someone just went, it's all right, I don't need to be in the room. Mm. I'll just wait in this other room, but just chill out and have chat shit with people.
Exactly. But this one, the actual ceremony was in a church, separate from where the reception took place, which was in a hotel.
Yeah.
So that's where they had the capacity to invite more people. But it wasn't like a wedding venue was. Chapel. It was just a church.
Said you know where it is?
Yeah.
Because you said it's Bexley.
Bexley Heath.
Well, no, the reception. It was just the Marriott in Bexley from the corner.
Yeah, I know. I knew that was what you was going to say. That's what I'm saying. I knew where it was.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. is that a wedding joint there?
No, it's just only place in Bexley Heath that can host a wedding.
The Premier Inn's not doing that. So I knew it was there.
So then,
by the roundabout.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then I'm like, rah. So then I found out at the wedding that I was invited to the dinner party, which is not the main thing, but I guess if I'd known, I would have gotten eight because I was at home for hours. Yeah, food was there. I was like, no, I'm not eating. I'm going to a wedding.
Yeah, so you got, you were young mental. Though. You was young. You hadn't been to enough weddings.
Did you cry?
I wanted to.
Yeah, it was so hard.
Imagine. And then,
you dropped to your knees.
I didn't drop to my knees. The mad thing was, because it was in like a hotel, we had the drinks. Well, we had to pay for, it was like a hotel bar. But
you had to pay for your drinks.
You had to pay for your drinks. The only thing that was complimentary was some confectionery. And I understand weddings are expensive. Like, I don't want people thinking, oh, rah, like, does he not know these things aren't cheap? Of course I know they're expensive. But just tell me so I know. Yeah. That's all it is. Even if you're an invite, this just ends. This will just be for first dance onwards.
Yeah.
So if you can't decipher that, you're on your own.
So did you bring it up with the lady in question?
Yeah, I spoke to her since.
No.
I bet you didn't even talk to her at the wedding.
Why? Just.
Did it?
Salute. Big up. No.
I just don't understand why the need for you to be invited.
Why did you go in the first
place? Because, 8 years.
I would have gone.
It was school things. I was like, you know what? I was like, you've shown me love by thinking of me and inviting me.
You're 24. So you actually think your school friends...
I wouldn't have gone.
But yeah, I mean, 8 years.
You wouldn't have gone?
No, do you know what? I would have gone.
If my mum gets married, I might not go.
Okay.
I would have gone if I got a sense that a few of my schoolmates who I haven't seen in ages were going.
You're going
to
be like a
that's
little...
That's what we've got. Like a reunion. The wedding would have just been an excuse for me to just... Yeah.
So yeah, we got played. I went Morley's on the way home.
Or if I was you single at the time?
What year was it? I think
8 years after 2009.
No, it wasn't even another driving factor.
See which girls glowed up.
Bro, you said the wedding was 8 years after you left school.
School, yeah.
I said been after uni.
Yeah, it was after uni.
So you would have been single.
You left school in 2009.
Eight.
Nah, bro.
Are you telling me when I left school?
Bro, you're a year older than me.
No.
I left in 2010.
Yeah, I know you did. I'm 2 academic years senior.
All right. Oh. So 8 years after 2008?
2016.
That's when you went.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, I was with D. So it didn't. That wasn't a factor. It was more like a factor of like, oh, we're...
Because that would have been a driving
factor.
Some
of my other friends got invited too. So we're like, oh, let's just go. Yeah. Like, you know, let's just go show faces. We'll see some old faces, yada, yada, yada. And then we get there now and...
Was you doing comedy?
Nah, it was way before. So, and even then, that's what...
You couldn't even double up.
Double a wedding with a gig. I did that last year, to be fair. Like, I hosted this wedding and then I did like a late night spot.
In your suit?
Was you suited?
No, I went home in between.
I would have gone up as a suit.
Did you eat?
No, they fed me well.
I used that Hog for roast. The first minute material would be while I'm in the suit.
Yeah, I would have seen
it. And just chatting shit about the wedding.
I was shattered.
I would have made up a lie.
It was a bad.
Not even that I went to a wedding.
Oh, I would have made a lie about the wedding. Be like,
I would have said I just got released.
Oh, my God.
Straight from the Old Bailey.
I'd be like, the bride was... Bride was noshing off the vicar. Sadly Victus.
Wow.
Anyway, we've got a dilemma. Do you have one?
Yeah. Are you going to take the mantle and read
I'll
this
do it,
time?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll do
wow.
It. All right, cool, I'll do it.
I'm excited to hear it. This feels different.
Okay. All right. So they've said, new dad dilemma, black culture, uninterested mom, white neighborhood.
Okay. Well, this feels that's like a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
That sentence was dyslexic, bro.
That's just the...
Not
that,
you.
That's the title. That's
I
the
know,
title
but it was like, do it one more time.
Is it, do what? It's a question mark. So let me read it as how it's written.
Yeah, verbatim.
New dad dilemma, black culture, uninterested mom, white neighborhood.
I like that second draft. neighborhood?
I'm black male here because I need some advice. My girlfriend, white woman.
This sounds like someone's vim.
No, because I realised I said black man. It's black man, BM. Black man, white woman. And I just had our baby girl. No, she did. And something's been bothering me. We put up pictures of strong women in our daughter's room, but none of them looked like her. It made me think a lot about how we're going to teach her about her black culture. My girlfriend likes famous black people who are really successful in ways that everyone, including a lot of white people, like. But what? But it seems like she's not too interested in learning about black culture than just that.
Oh.
Also, most of our friends are my girlfriend's friends and family, and I hardly ever meet other black people when I'm with her. When I do, they seem to be the kind of black folks that fit in really well with white people. Which makes you feel kind of alone and wanted to dive deeper into our culture.
I'm worried about
my daughter growing up and not knowing much about her black heritage and not being proud of it. I want her to see herself in stories and heroes we tell her about, not just the ones that are famous everywhere. To be honest, I'm also thinking about the future of my relationship with my girlfriend.
This should have been at the start, bruv. This is not a suffix. This is a prefix. Man, put it at the end. Like, it's a little, this is the head, not the tail.
Because we see things differently when it comes to valuing our culture. It's a big deal to me, but it's tough knowing she might not want to learn more. So I'm asking you guys for help. How can I make sure my daughter knows and loves her culture, even when it's just me trying to teach her? What can I do or use to show her how awesome our history and people are? And how should I talk to my girlfriend about why this is so important to me, especially when she doesn't seem interested? I'd love the advice, like good books, movies, blah, 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 blah. Right, cool, right.
Can I just quickly say something?
Yeah.
About 50% of that is the plot of Get Out.
He should have just watched the movie.
About halfway through that, I just wanted to scream out, "Get out, motherfucker!"
Yeah, that is hilarious. I know, like,
a lot to unpack there.
Like, when it comes to, like, I guess you don't always plan your kids, right? So you might not have a chance to have certain conversation before kids come about.
Yeah, but that's fair.
But sometimes I hear these things, like, how are you so far apart on things?
Bro, like, one time I went out with a girl, yeah, and I went, it's like 30 years since Stephen Lawrence. And she went, who? And I said, this cannot
close laps.
This cannot continue.
Close laps. Yeah. Isn't it? Just that
the note. Homer Simpson.
Yeah. Just in, back into the bush. Like,
this cannot continue.
Who?
You know what I mean?
Forget it.
It's one of those ones. It's like, I get it. You're not black, but nah. It's just,
yeah. Like, I'm like, you know who that is, right? And she's like, nah. I'm like, no. Like, one second. Like,
back inside.
1 second. Stephen Lawrence is what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck
it. Did she, is it that she didn't know the note? She had no idea.
No idea.
That's because she doesn't have to know. And that's, and then when people say privilege, that's what they're talking about, white privilege. That's what they're talking
about. Like,
that's
like, if it wasn't so, like, I don't know if I'll get in trouble for
it. Was she same, if it wasn't same such age? A he, same age.
Older.
Yeah. Older. Oh,
if
Jesus
it wasn't
Christ.
Such a heinous crime.
You got to remember where he's from.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, South London, Elton.
Yeah,
I'm not from Elton.
No, but like South East, like, so.
Yeah.
He's the same.
That's what I mean. So I'm saying, if you grab that for a girl from that area. Like,
oh, she went from the area. Ah, okay. She went from the area, but I feel like, look, all right, like I said, I might get in trouble for this. I don't know. You might tell me to cut it out. But I feel like if it wasn't such a heinous crime, tragic event, crazy story,
national news,
not just the murder, but then everything that came along with it, with the police, and all of that.
Yeah.
The time.
Never seen inquiry. Like, mum and dad are still talking on TV.
Yeah.
that could easily be on.
Taking away all that other stuff, that could easily be on like a general knowledge quiz.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Like that's like it's a moment in history.
Absolutely.
So when like to not even have an inkling.
Yeah. Because there's some like there's some famous crimes, isn't it? Or victims.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you say the name, and even if you can't remember exactly what happens, you know the name Damilola Taylor. Even if it's not race, Jamie Bolger. Mm-hmm. You know, it's those kind of names, just like, oh yeah, that thing happened. And if you don't like, remember exactly, it's like
Shipman.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Shipman. Let me now. Like all these names, you hear the name, you're like, oh
yeah, that was.
It
that
just changes the mood of the room because you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the things that made it worse, because it was like. It's like one of those things that you'd expect to hear your parents say. I said something like, if I asked you what happened on this latest fucking Keeping Up with the fucking Housewives of Catford or whatever you were.
Keeping up with the Housewives of Catford.
I always ruin Nobi's viewing because I'm like, what city is this, the shouting bitches of? She's like, don't call women bitches. I'm just like, what? That's what the art is.
That's the fucking pitch.
It's the fighting bitches of a random city in America.
NBC fucking whatever pitch. That's how you pitch it. We're going to get six women in it and it's
going to
shout.
She's like, cool.
And then at the end, we're going to get them all together to shout.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not calling women bitches. These women are bitching. That's all they do. It's just... They're not real friends. They put them together. They send them a holiday together.
I ain't calling women bitches. I'm calling these bitches women.
Bitches. bitches. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but that's crazy as well. But yeah, so with this guy, I mean,
people aren't doing their homework, man. That's what you can't just be guided by lust and your penis.
No.
You just can't be guided.
Not to the point where you have a dependent.
Oh, 100%.
I speak.
You can be guided by lust in your penis up until that point.
It's true.
But you can be if you're going to be safe.
It's true.
But if you're not going to be, if you're going to be
kids,
reckless at it.
Kids, mortgage. Up until then?
No.
Up until then.
Lust in penis.
Go crazy, my friend.
No, but the point is that going crazy, they're going to leave it in. They're going to leave it all the way in.
What's that, a mortgage? Ooh.
It's true, though.
Fetch me a Durex.
Hey, man. People take chances. That's the problem.
They do.
People take chances.
People would have far less sex if you only had sex with people you'd want to have a kid with.
Bro, I...
Fendi fact.
The first time I fornicated, I was 14 years old, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And...
how old was she?
15.
Okay, you're not a victim. You're not a victim. You're not a full victim.
I was ready
to do a whole narrative.
I'm not...
Don't say his name.
I'm not saying his name. I'm not that other guy. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say it.
That was still one of the finest moments of my life. Over this dang good podding. But...
Yeah, it was great. One day I might tell it again. It's the name of my story.
We can vibe with the pod one time.
He's
eligible to be on the pod.
And he's doing big things. Anyway. And I used protection that time.
Okay.
Right. And every other time with that particular person who now does unspeakable things on OnlyFans.
What damn?
Like not even.
So you literally just practice.
It's niche. She didn't do none of that shit with me.
Oh wow.
I would have called the police. and then I would say I didn't use another one again.
What?
I think a couple of times.
So you've just been raw dogging since 14?
I do it bareback. I take chances.
Jeez! So and that's the sound you'll be making when you finish.
Nah, man.
You've been barebacking since 14. That is a crazy statistic.
He's really been out here just dodging mad bullets.
I only want one kid to name.
Dodging mad bullets.
That's probably
only
one
kid to my name. I think I spoke about this with you. I said for a while there, I thought maybe I don't. maybe I don't have that capacity.
Bro, you didn't think you have the facilities, big man.
In general.
Yeah, shit.
You know what I mean? I didn't think... You see, in your joke, yeah. There was no one at the starting line.
Jeez.
For this marathon. There was no fridges and there was... It was just a man with a starter pistol and tumbleweed.
Serious.
No, man. Yeah, no, I've taken risks in the past. Obviously. But yeah, this. But even then, actually, that's a lie. I was about to say, well, I don't think any of them. Some of them I didn't know well enough to be even making that comment.
No, of course. Obviously, it's easy for me. It's easy for us to sit like here. Some people,
I have no idea. They could be terrible. They could be putting babies in washing machines. Yeah. I don't know what kind.
Some of them you know so little that if they did break that news to you, you answer with. So, would you want to do?
Yeah, every like, huh? Right. So, what's your second name?
Yeah, you're doing basic ASL with them. It's crazy.
New number. Who this?
It's like, I guess I've got to save your number in my phone.
Oh, that's crazy. You know, you ask them for the last name to save their number properly. Fucking hell. Jeez, that is scary. That's very scary.
You're talking about that because I had one like near miss when I was at uni. And in my head, I was
when you say near miss, as in like period was late or something.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And it was like this is happening. I did.
What was your mind state at that moment?
I was thinking it's gonna be mad to introduce this girl to my mum in like my second year of uni. There's like, yeah, mum, I don't really know how uni's gonna finish, but this is where I'm at right now.
And what were you dating her, or was it just a one night stand? No,
we ended up going out.
We ended up dating.
Yeah. Oh wow.
But
shotgun
this dating. Yeah, that's this crazy. Was the first time we'd got with each other and we weren't like dating at that time.
Oh right.
So if there wasn't this scare, I don't think we'd have talked to each other after, okay. Because
that's serious.
It was an awkward encounter the first time, and then she was like, "Ah, by the way, I'm late." I'm like,
for lecture.
Yeah,
that's what you hope. We like finish the sentence.
Don't worry, I'll take some notes for you.
Late for what?
I'll take some notes. I'm late. Me too. Meet me outside.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, but it's my maturity in handling it made her feel like, no, actually, this guy's a cool guy.
Or because you didn't run for the hills?
I had nowhere to run. She knew where I lived. We were trapped in Birmingham. I was like, ah, shit. I go to the same campus every day.
It's obviously easy to talk now. Obviously, we're sitting in the comfort of this couch and whatnot. But like, yeah, them split second decisions, man. Mm. That lust, that adrenaline, that testosterone, all splits. Yeah. You have to now start a life with someone.
But may I add that sometimes you feel like you sometimes you beat the system as well.
In what way?
Because mine and Cherie's first pregnancy, she was on the pill.
Mm.
Yes, that's the thing.
So to get that...
You're taking the precautions.
Yeah, to get that line, it's kind of like, but you did the thing.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. But I was hyped.
How long were you nervous. With her at that first time? He's like, too soon.
Wait, too soon to say?
No,
let's put it this way.
It was early doors, isn't it?
Let's put it this way. There was three pregnancies in 1 year.
Mm.
So, and we made it official in the February, and I think was around Alani's birthday. It was in March. I think it was in March.
Oh, that was the first time.
It was the first, yeah. I think.
Oh, dude, you
and if
you
you're
were
listening
trying,
to this,
trying.
You know, don't forgive me for if I don't remember the exact times, yeah. But obviously they turned out to be quite traumatic times, so probably just went out my head. Then the second one, I feel like it was during the summer.
Yeah.
And then Keziah was, I didn't find that until the January, but he must have been conceived in late December.
Mm.
Yeah, it's mad that like...
Yeah, but Christmas bangs in, you get me? Jingle bells.
Pull your cracker
you get
and
me?
All that.
Pull this little cracker, girl.
Hey, come on.
Little cracker, whoa.
Hey, man, self-sabotage.
Whoa.
That, that is what... Yeah, again, well, this is where you two on the island. I've never... I guess I've never had a scare.
Yeah.
Never had a...
But if you did, with your medical background, you could sort that out yourself. No?
Jesus.
What? That's too crazy. Far?
Jesus.
That's scary. That's so scary.
I was talking about...
No.
Urine snip.
Give yourself a vasectomy.
That's crazy. But no, never. That's not to say I've not taken
chances.
I was
thinking the idea of getting a girl pregnant and then saying, it can't be mine because I've had a vasectomy, and then you go and get one. I go, here's the record. You've altered the date.
You're holding the paper like this. I'm holding the paper like that. Shut up, bitch. I got rheumatism.
Can't be mine. Wild waste.
Why throwing up gang signs? Cause I'm fucking repping, G.
That is vasectomy after the fact. That is, yeah, that's insane.
But on the note of this guy,
yeah, that it is his girlfriend, so it's not a random.
Yeah, and obviously, I have created a family with the oppressor, so with the colonizer, so.
But you're happy that you have done that, by the way. Let's make it clear. So people.
Yes, Oz is happy. Oz is very happy.
Oz is.
I don't want snow troubles.
We said snow trouble. Mm-hmm.
funny thing is I always. I find it very funny.
Yeah.
I always accuse Sheree of being racist.
Mm.
Standard.
In private, it's now public. I always, like, anything. So obviously, I've spoken about it before, my son's very light-skinned, red. But obviously, me and Alani, though, we're clearly of black origin somewhere, so just be in the house and... Like we'd be it could be mucking about, right? And it's that Tropic Thunder kind of thing. And she'd be like, "Oh, you lot, oh, just doing my head in." And she's like, "What do you mean by you lot?
You people?
What
do you mean, you people?"
And she'll go, get that cup on the side. I'm like, "What cup?" And she goes, "I can't see a cup." She goes, "It's black." I'm like, you just say to me? Or I'll trick her into saying things.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, "Oh, what's that chocolate bar? It's not a Mars, but it's that rival to Mars. It's got nuts in it." She'll be like, "Snickers." I'll be like, "What the fuck did you call me?"
And she falls for it every time?
Every time.
Oh, brilliant.
Works 60% of the time? Every time. But yeah, like, in my case, like, I'll actually be honest. Like, I don't know how much Shireen knows about black history. In terms of history, in terms of culture.
Did you do the Stephen Lawrence test with her?
Oh yeah, she knows about that. But what she does know about is black culture.
Right.
And understanding black culture. So if I'm making food in the house, if I'm making like a curry chicken or something like that, like I'm trying to encourage Alani to have some.
Yeah.
Or have some planting or something like that. And she'd be like, she reminds a little bit of me when I was a kid. She's like, "No, I just want McDonald's." And I'm like, "But this is where you're from."
Yeah.
Her grandma on her dad's side is Jamaican. I'm like, "You must get this food when you go there as well." And she'd be like, "Yeah, she used to eat it all the time and blah." But secondly to that, like, Sheree will back that and be like, "This is like your heritage, and this is part of your culture." Or like, you know, Africa Cup of Nations were on. So Alani's dad is half Jamaican, half Nigerian. Mm.
Okay.
So Nigeria was on the TV, and I'm like, "Yo, this is also where like I'm me and you
and stuff like that.
Or it might not even be me sometimes if like Africa Cup of Nations on. You'd be like, "Should we go?" And that's like where you're from, and like so. It's not a problem as to where like and Sheree will make like not like making like an effort to be like,
no.
"Oh my god," but like,
well, she didn't come in but like the black, cheeky or something.
No, no, but like, but like getting her black dolls and black.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have Barbies, but along those lines
and
stuff like that. She it sounds very facetious, but like she learned but she had to. Well, no, I wouldn't say she had to, because you see a lot of mixed kids walking around with the nappiest of head tops.
Yeah. I was about to ask that.
But and she actually puts me to shame, because I don't. She's like, you need to learn how to do Lani's hair, and I'm like, nah. Mm. But like, she can, she knows like the products and the way you got to deal with a black girl's hair or afro hair and stuff like that, and not going outside like with it all nappy and all that. Like, if you're in the house and it's Sunday chill day, whatever. We all look homeless.
Look homeless inside the house.
Yeah. They're like, you squatting. So those things like that. In terms of history, obviously, there's the big one.
Yeah.
And she should feel guilty for that. But it's never been a part of me when it's been like, nah. She's good like that.
Yeah, like from what I'm hearing,
I wouldn't have had a kid with her.
Yeah, and from what I'm hearing, like, and this was always my view, if I ever was to date,
but luckily our son came out white.
if I was to have like married or settled down with someone from a different like race, my thing is, you don't have to know everything about my race, but you just have to have this kind of openness,
absolutely,
to not block shit.
Oh, that's true. It.
Just don't block shit. So if I'm saying we're doing this because of this, it's not a thing of, that's fine doing that. Is that no? Because the same way that if you're white or Asian, you'll say no, this is what we do. I'm like, where'd I get that garment from to wear to this thing? Then we're rolling.
Yeah.
And if we've got kids, so, well, they're half that, so they've got to know your
thing. For example, for my son's christening, I was actually gonna put him in traditional African attire, because when I wasn't christened, I was blessed. I don't know, it's like the BTEC of christening. I don't know. But I was in traditional garb.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd really like to recreate that for him. Mm. Not that I was that shocked that there was no pushback, but there was no pushback. My son has, my granddad gave me and has given all his grandchildren, great grandchildren, a Nigerian name.
Yeah.
He gave my son a Nigerian name, went in his name, no problem.
That's on the birth certificate.
On the birth certificate.
That's solid, man.
Yeah.
How many names does your boy have?
Three.
So the name we know, and then
so
you want to say his full name? Because you're going to say his full name on the pod. If you...
Well, I can just block that in.
All right, cool.
Kaziah.
I was like, where's he from? Teach him anything.
Because East Bit, that's Nigerian. Yeah. It's Nigerian. Yeah, East Bit, that's strong. English is English. Because in one field, he might go, yeah, right, I'm Jack Edwards.
I just want to give future employers a headache.
They won't know what to expect.
We got to invite him in for an interview just to see what he fucking looks like, though.
That's definitely one of those ones. That's definitely one of those ones that if you weren't in his life, yeah, like, if he came with football, he'd definitely be Jack Edwards. Jack Edwards playing for Charlton.
Yeah.
And they'd be like one of those... like, facts. Did you know that he was eligible to play for Nigeria?
He's Cole Palmer.
Yeah, if you're one of those ones. Yeah, Cole Palmer.
Cole Palmer's mixed race, isn't it?
Yeah, that's his quarter.
Yeah, that's quarter. It's all
mixed, man. That's bigot. Yeah.
Same as Ross Barkley.
That's true.
But side note, if my son does get to play as a professional footballer, I need to drum it into him. I was like, you need to be one of them players that got their first name on their back. Like, why? I'd be like, just because it's unique. Everyone's got their last name on their back. You want to stand out. Put your first name on your back. And then later on in life, they'd be like, why does your son have his first name on the back? It's because first three letters also my name. I made it as well.
So you did it first.
We made it. We did it.
Serious.
But yeah, also in terms of stuff like that, like, I remember one time I said to Alani, I'm like, I can't remember what we was talking about, but basically I said something like, you're black.
Yeah.
And she went, I'm not black, I'm mixed race. And I sat her down and was like, it's quite a heavy chat. It wasn't prolonged, but I was like, the world's not going to, hopefully by the time you are grown up, it's different, but the world's not going to look at you like that.
They're
just going to look at you and see a black girl, right? Yes, you're mixed race and you've got various different parts of black heritage and Irish and English and all of this in in you, making up your, making up you up, but the world might look at you just like this. So I can't remember what she did, but it made sense for me to tell her this at the time. And again, it was just something I was, everything you say, especially because I know she's listening.
Yeah,
I got to pick my words carefully. I was going to say it was something she allowed me to do, but it's not like she was going,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because it is that thing. But when you're in a relationship with someone, you do actually have to allow things to happen. Because otherwise, you could just be involved in your...
Yeah, of course.
Luckily, I'll never have to have that chat with my son. I'll be like, just go out there and be successful, boy.
Do your thing.
Remember, your name's Jack Edwards now. Get out there and be successful, boy.
Jack Edwards. That is crazy. Jack Edwards. Oh.
Yeah, jeez. Look at your sister. Start from the bottom. You just walk in at the board level. Go on, son. You fly them blue eyes at them, boy.
Yeah.
Get in there, boy. Bring home that bacon, son.
That's gonna be my life, son.
That's crazy.
God save the king and all that. Get the fuck in there.
Then
he'll go represent Nigeria.
He's gonna hear.
Gotcha.
He's definitely gonna hear some off key things about black people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've got a joke like it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know,
he's gonna be just amongst white people. They're like, yeah, did it, and he'd be like, cool.
But that's what happened to Tony Bellew.
Yeah.
A lot of white people didn't know that he was mixed race, and they'll say off color shit, and he'd be like, but obviously Liverpudlian plus boxer plus you know, coming from, you know, where he's come from. He's ready to rock and roll. Like, what the fuck are you just saying, lad? But I do have a joke like that, being like, I don't really use it, so I don't mind saying that. I do this joke, it's kind of prolonged, like, in the build up. It's like, So my son is a mixed race, which is weird because his mum's also black. And then I go on to be like, nah. Anyway, but my son's very fair skin. He's got blonde hair, bluish eyes, red hair, and it's got, like, you know, pros and cons. Like, if I'm walking down the street with him, people don't know, like, have I taken this kid, you know, and stuff like that. But it's also got its pros, where it's like, when he's older and maybe a racist drives back by in a van and he's standing with a few of his black mates, and the racist says, you know, you go back to where you come from, you black monkeys. He can stand to the side and go, you man, I think he's talking to you.
I don't know.
He's not even trying to defend his boys. He's like, hey, man.
So he had to go through that.
Hey.
Man's going to the BLM march when fucking the EDL were going to. He's like, boy, I feel pretty good right now, sir.
I'm safe.
I'm marching and I'm safe, bro. I took a wrong turn, but it would turn out to be a right turn as well.
That's fine.
But yeah, I think for this guy.
Yeah, let's give him advice and wrap up.
I feel like this guy. You shouldn't have to, but, you know, explain why this is important. Maybe give some reference to it, you know, saying, like, obviously, like, even when we grew up, apart from, like, athletes and musicians, we weren't really told, outside of what our parents tell us, about anything or anyone.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying take the white women down. I'm just saying, put them amongst black women as well that aren't just of note from entertainment or athletic industries. But look, if you get pushback from that, then you might have to bounce. You're already rethinking the status of your relationship. Yeah. You might have to move it along, because look, if you have a union with someone from a different culture, it's not you entering their culture, you're both entering each other's.
Yeah.
So you learn about me and increase what you already know, and I learn about you and increase what I already know. But if that person's too ignorant, that means they're too ignorant towards you as well. Not just only their kid, because how can you love someone, but you're...
I have no interest in their
culture. No interest in their experiences, their culture.
Love versus lust. Yeah. That's the difference.
Yeah, so... no matter how good the tuntun is, bruv, you might have to keep it pushing.
Yeah, man.
Put pictures up in your own house.
This is something that you should have vetted before laying down and having a baby, man. You got to do this assessment. you know, you're talking about the Stephen Lawrence test. You got ask. Maybe he needs a checklist of five key questions to ask about Black history.
Plantain or plantain?
But the kids already here now, though. So what's he going to do?
Yeah, no, here and out. Because I think he needs to go to this test and say this test.
Are you saying he should just bounce from this woman?
No, I know. Oh. Take the test to the woman.
Ah, so right.
Take to the test. Like, I think she's going to fail anyway, but take the test to the woman and she fails it. I have objective evidence of why this won't work.
Do what my theory is.
Peace out.
My theory is that he himself would fail the same test. Because the way he's talking in this dilemma,
he does sound unconfident.
She just knows the people that everyone knows. And it's like, so why don't you just give her some people then? It's like
that is an alternative. He could teach his daughter.
It's just like he doesn't know himself.
So he's relying on a woman to teach. So,
yeah, I think he's just like, he didn't really think it through. He's just like, I know nothing about Black culture. I'm hoping this white woman knows more.
Stacey don't know nothing either.
And she's, I don't even reckon she's probably even that, like, with that much vib about it. She's like, oh, this is my care. Yeah, she's probably not even like, don't tell her that stuff.
Yeah, she's probably not anti.
She's just like,
apathetic. Okay.
You think it's more like of being like, oh, and you put whatever pictures you want up.
Yeah, but yeah.
And then he's like, who should we put up? And
she's like, oh, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Rihanna. Oprah.
Yeah, them guys.
And he's like, what about the woman at the bus? And Trisha? He don't even know her name.
Yeah,
Trisha Goodard.
You know
what I mean? I know why you're making that face. That's not why I made that reference.
I know.
I'm saying it because I didn't do it because of that. But that's not funny.
She's a prominent presenter from our youth.
Yeah. I know you know what I know. Do you know?
I know what you know. Yeah. It's not even
but I'm not doing it because of that, man.
I never said you do her.
I'm not doing it because of that.
That's another episode.
It's not funny. Stop laughing. I'm not doing it because of that. Fuck's sake.
You stick your foot right in it.
How?
You speak. And then stuff happens.
As you speak.
He said Oprah. Yeah? And I gave...
That's Britain's Oprah.
British Oprah.
Why did you say Meghan Oprah like that?
Meghan Markle. What's wrong with that? If you Meghan Markle knows she's black.
She apparently didn't.
Oh, well, to the royal family told her, yeah.
Yeah, she never experienced racism until she got here.
Yeah, sure.
And every black person who had sympathy
in Hollywood,
just suddenly just went,
She didn't know we were supporting her by keeping our silence. Because we knew she was clearly lying.
Hey, so Chris Rock just came out on a special start saying what he was saying. But anyways, this guy, just one sentence summary. What in one sentence, what should this guy do?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that's one sentence.
That is the one sentence. Darren, what should he do?
Be the change you want to see. So,
can you come back to me after that?
Yeah. So do the Googles, do the research,
do the education, teach your kids, stay the woman.
Yeah, and teach your kids. Yeah.
Kazim, what part one?
Sorry, my first one was I was just gonna say fix up, look sharp.
Okay.
My second one would be, this is really good. Maybe buy the box set of Roots and say, watch that. And then say, what you want to put up? If we can put pictures up.
Educate her.
How do you feel now? Can I put pictures up?
Yeah. I think he gets rid of the girl. I think he just get rid of men.
Can we quickly though, quickly go do quick fire round. On, we'll do six, yeah, because there's three of us.
On what?
We'll go one. Is it, yeah.
Does it have to be this?
Quick. Right. What should go on the test he gives her?
All right, cool.
On the test.
Yeah, quick fire. Go.
The speech Martin Luther King gave.
I'm going. Planting or plantain. Go.
Is Africa a country? just one of them. Just quick one. See if she fucks up on that.
Okay, secret time. Sure, fucked up on that last week. But can I also put a disclaimer in there that on the way to Amsterdam, we saw on the thing, Athens, she said, where is that? I said, what? She said, where's Athens? Where is that? I said, where do you think it is? She goes, I don't know, America. I go, no, think about it. You've been a lot of places. I bet you've been there. I go, where have you been? She goes, I've been America. I've been here. I've been there. She went, I've been Greece. And then I said, look, it's in the list, yeah? So she's not good with geography.
Right.
I might edit that bit out. Quick, next bit on the test.
The world. Famous. Oh, fuck. I ain't got it. Come back to me.
I got one. All right, cool. If you're creaming your body,
yeah.
Do you cream all of your body? Or do you only cream the parts people are going to see? Go.
That's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one. You need to round up. What is something that you need to know?
I see, I can think of just stupid ones. If a black person says a party starts at 4 o'clock, what time
to arrive at the party? That is...
That's my one.
Shit, then. Can't think. I'm going to think of one for next episode.
I got this one. You're out in public. You see a black person. They got really cool hair. Do you touch it? Yes or no?
Blast. See, you got great ones.
These are solid.
Yeah. You can't touch the hair. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to think of 10 on the way home. I can't. I'm done. Mind blank.
All right.
Buckled under the pressure. But we've got several questions there. Take a test. If you're going to date interracially, Dr. Umar said you can't, but we say...
Fuck Dr. Umar.
Late night, the web wet wipes say, have 5 questions which are pivotal to your race to take to any potential partner. And if they get any of them wrong,
race or culture? Race or
culture. Who is Kunta Kinte?
Boom blast.
There we go.
And if you don't know those, you can't answer these questions. Au revoir. Kick rocks. Hasta la vista, baby. Get the fuck out of here. Bye, bitch. Go back and be... What's the show you said? The Bitches of Catford or whatever.
Go enjoy the shouting bitches of Catford.
Which city
this is.
That's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wives. I've been your co-host, Michael Akaduri. To my left has been...
Kazeem Jamal.
And to the left,
Darren Griffiths.
Take care and peace!